we name that child
after so-and-so.
Yeah. Now, what do you call a kind of animal that barks?
No.
If you wanted to get your dog, that dog of yours, I can't imagine, but if you wanted to get your dog to attack another dog or a person, what would you say to it?
Well, I'd tell him to get it.
Yeah. Now, what do you call a kind of dog that's just mixed breed?
Just a cur dog.
And what about a small dog that's real noisy and just yip, yip, yip all the time? A little bothersome. Yeah. Now, if you had a dog that was bad to bite and it bit a little boy, you might say you had to take him to the doctor because he's
vicious.
Mm-hmm. And why would you have to take, you'd have to take the little boy to the doctor because he's been dog
bitten.
Yeah. Now, what do you call a male cow?
A bull.
And could you always say that in front of a woman?
Yes.
You've always said that in front of, you never have been afraid.
Never have.
Did you ever hear that it was impolite?
Yes.
Oh, you had heard that?
Yes.
That it was.
But they didn't make me believe it.
They didn't make you believe it. Why was that? Why did they think that was not polite?
I don't know. I really don't.
You never knew that. Why?
My parents always called them bulls, and that's what I called them.
Well, now, what would you use your yoke on?
Oxen.
Now, if you had two mules pulling together, what would you call them?
Team of mules.
And what do you call the offspring of a cow?
Calf.
Now, when a cow's about to give birth, you say it's going to?
Freshen.
Now, if you didn't want a mule, what would you breed a mare to?
A stallion.
Now, what if you were riding a horse or something like that and you went to sleep, what would happen?
You'd fall off.
Yeah. Now, if you didn't know how to ride, you might say, I have never
ridden a horse.
Right. Now, talking about a little child who went to sleep in bed and then found himself on the floor, you'd say he fell
off of the bed.
What do you call what you put on a horse's feet to protect them from the road?
Shoes.
Now, did you ever have them to get rot on their feet? Okay, did you ever have them to get foot rot?
Yes.
And where would that occur? And what did it cause to happen?
Well, it would cause their hoofs to come off sometimes, especially in cows. The hoofs will slough off.
Mm-hmm. Well, did you ever play a game where you would use the shoes?
Horseshoes, yes.
I'm talking about sheep, what do you call a male sheep?
A buck.
What about a female sheep?
A ewe.
And what about the stuff that they have on their back?
Wool.
Now, what do you call a male hog?
Boar.
Now, what would you do to him if you didn't want that male hog, that boar, to grow up to be a boar?
Castrate him.
Mm-hmm. And what would you call it if it was castrated?
A bear.
Now, what about a female hog?
Gilt.
A gilt, a young one, or an old?
That's a young one. A gilt's a young one.
What about an old one?
That'd be a sow.
Mm-hmm. And what about the stiff hairs that they have on their back?
Bristle.
And what about those big teeth that a hog has?
That's a tush that a boar will grow by the time they're 3 and 4 years old.
And what about where you put the food for a hog? What do you call that contraption that you...
Trough.